I always have to say that first of all, the Catholic Church loves homosexual persons. We love gay people. We don't differentiate people according to their sexual orientation, but our mission, because God loves every single person, our mission is also one of love to each person. So this is not about homophobia. This is about a redefinition of an ancient institution and one that, through natural law has always been, and one that's been elevated into a sacrament by our Lord Jesus Christ. It's the redefinition of marriage. That's the issue. Now, I think obviously the vote is that we've had the first, it's only the first reading, and I think there's going to be a lot of discussion and things ahead. But obviously, it's very disappointing. It's interesting, though, that a huge number of the Prime Minister's own party have voted very clearly against the proposal and have argued remarkably, with remarkable clarity, I think, against it and given all the reasons. And some who are Catholic MPs, Catholic Tory party members, have spoken very clearly about the institution of matrimony.
So the next stage and the next step is that it goes before the House of Lords. Now, many bishops from the Church of England are also members of the House of Lords, and we know that the newly installed Archbishop of Canterbury, Archbishop Welby, has said very firmly that he backs the bishops of the Anglican Communion and their
Yeah.
stance on marriage. Is this an encouragement? Is this something that
I
churches can
think
work
it is.
together on?
Yeah, I think it is. And we are having a meeting of the Catholic and Anglican bishops. It is later this year, I must admit. But on the other hand, I would say there is a kind of inevitable direction here that's going on, and probably, I don't know whether we're going to be able to win this. The House of Lords and the Anglican bishops and members there, they will be really going over with a fine-tooth comb the proposal. So maybe we can win further concessions at this period, but I think the direction of travel is set. And for us as Catholics, the point I was just going to say is a bit like in a car in the dark on a country lane. We need to switch the headlights on now to see ahead. About what's going to be the right way ahead. I mean, I can easily imagine, for example, as Catholics, we'll have to disconnect from registering marriages because marriage in the world will have a very different meaning from what we as Catholics mean by matrimony. So again, it's something about shoring up the Catholic community in a toxic, pluralist, secular, environment.